taking that theme, that's your question, because something that I'm trying to work with that there's just practice. Huh. And so it's like sometimes you talk about formal and informal practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that. And part of my mind is trying to move away from that concept
mm-hmm.
of formal and informal practice. It's just how I'm practicing in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And not and have to name it formal and informal. Because in the mind, it feels like then it does that division you just talked about.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we tend to do that. And what it does is kind of, we'll elevate one thing and diminish another. And in reality, we have to be investigating both or all.
Yeah, because I can elevate sitting practice.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm doing sitting practice, so right. I can. When I'm not sitting, I'm still being pretty mindful as best as I can. So why right. divide? Why, you know, not make one better than the other? It's just
all life practice. And yes and no, in the sense that sometimes people will, it's all practice, so I don't have to sit. Yeah. Oh, I just need to be mindful in everything. But then what that usually means is we're not bothering to doing the sitting and making that effort to still the mind. So it's like Ajahn Chah would sometimes say, yeah, it's true, but it's not right. It's right, but it's not true. So it's sort of getting the balance, and so that. But definitely the sense of really trying to integrate practice into everything, or integrate Dhamma understanding into everything that we're doing, whether it's taking on duties and responsibilities, or it's sitting meditation and with our legs crossed and whatnot. But that and then there's a continuity that because that's actually one of the aspects of the cultivation of the path is there's this quality that's where the path comes together in harmony, and then there is no separation, so that the whole path of sila, samadhi, panya, of right view, right intention, through to right samadhi, all come together in a harmonious, integrated way, and that's and in the Pali they call it magga samagi, so that the path in unity or in harmony.